As hey everyone, as here we are with the Cover 3 Athletics weekly podcast covering Whitby and City League football. As it's week 7, guys, as it's coming down the home stretch. This is the third to final week of the regular season before it's playoff time. So it's going to be the same format here. We just go through the week's games, talk about it quickly. But also tonight, though, as we're on the eve of Friday once again, we're going to end in playoff scenarios. As week 7, that means it's almost playoff time, so we're going to talk about who's in, who's out, and kind of what's going on, and kind of what things look like here in each conference. Okay, so Class 6A, the Quad Counties, the Lone 8-team conference. So what do we have? Hempfield hosts Central Catholic, Norwin hosts Mount Lebanon, Canemac versus North Allegheny, Seneca Valley out Baldwin, and to be honest with you guys and girls, Vikings should have no trouble in what's going to be a big bounce-back game at Hempfield, who has just struggled all year. Mount Lebanon is cruising. They're undefeated. Yes, go to Norwin. Could be a potential trap game, considering, I mean, the Blue Devils are riding high, and the fact that they get Seneca Valley for their regular season home finale next week. So, I mean, you talk about a trap game, but again, Norwin has just not been good all year. Malibu looks phenomenal. They should keep going, keep the zero in the loss column. And then Seneca Valley and Baldwin. I mean, the Highlanders, they're starting to play a little bit better football. The Raiders, I mean, call them the Cardiac Kids. I mean, they're finding ways to win games late. They're making them exciting. You go on the road. Baldwin is getting better. But at the end of the day, I think Seneca Valley, clearly the better team. Much more at stake here. And they found a way to come back against KMAC. I expect the Raiders to win this game by double digits on the road. But don't be surprised, though, if Baldwin hangs around for a while. And, of course, Seneca Valley, the last 2 weeks, at Malibu versus North Allegheny. So, talk about a trap game. Maybe circle this one. Highlanders are playing well right now. Seneca Valley's finding ways to win. But, again, can the Raiders lock in and focus? And keep in mind, Baldwin has Central Catholic and Mount Lebanon to finish. So, this is probably the most winnable game they have left. And they need a third win to have a chance to sneak into the playoffs, since the Highlanders already lost to Kane and Mac. So, kind of looking at that. And the most competitive game, NA at Kane and Mac. Right now, these teams are 4-5 and in 6A. Both would be in the playoffs if they started today. But this could be a potential first-round game in a couple weeks. But the difference, who hosts the game, potentially? So, Kane and Mac, how do you respond after letting one absolutely get away on the road? NA, you know, the test against Mount Lebanon did not go your way at all. You already lost to Central Catholic. You have Seneca Valley as your finale in 2 weeks. You were in a fight with Norwin for a little bit, about a half last week before you pulled away. What are we going to get out of you tomorrow on the road? The Tigers need a strong showing if they're going to turn this around and make a push for a title, because they're kind of just up and down right now. So just one of those things, can they turn around and make a push? So I do think NA gets the one on the road, but don't be surprised if KMAC makes this a four-quarter game. Now looking at the standings, Mount Lebanon's 4-0 in the conference, 7-0 in the season. Central Catholic, Seneca Valley, both 3-1 and 5-2 overall, but of course the Vikings have that dead, so they're in second right now. KMAC and NA both 2-2 in the conference, 4-3 overall, so tomorrow night the winner will be alone in fourth place and have the head-to-head, as well as if Seneca or Central slip up, they'd be in a tie for the moment for third. And then Baldwin's 2-2, 2-5 in the conference, and if Baldwin upsets the Raiders, they're writing them back into the playoff mix. Well, if they lose, they're probably out. Hempfield and Norwin, both winless in conference play, 2-5 overall. Both of them not going to the playoffs. And then playoff scenarios, Mount Lebanon with a win secures a spot. It's pretty much, and then 6A, the format, top 5 make it in, as the top 3 teams going to buy into the semifinals. 4 will host 5 in the only first round game. And then the winner of that game would advance to play the 1 seed on the road to the semis. 2-3 would be their semifinal. And of course, that championship game will be November 19th or 20th, so it'll be a week earlier. So then, Class 5A, what do we have on the agenda? In the Allegheny 6, Pierce Township at Bethel Park, West A hosts South Fayette, USC's at Moon. Well, then the Big East, Franklin Regional, Trials de La Trobe, Connorsville hosts Penn Trafford, Gateway versus Woody High, and then in the Northeast, Kiski's at Schiller, Pennell's at Fox Chapel, and North Hills hosting Pine Richland. So, breaking it down in the Allegheny 6. Again, West A, they're banged up trying to get healthy against South Fayette. Has struggled a little bit the last couple weeks. Someone has to win. and someone's going to keep the playoff hopes alive if they do so. The loser, not out just yet, but it's going to be a must-win situation in the last 2 weeks, which is never a fun feeling to have. And I just look at this game. West State, you had the game breakers in Jay Sean Spencer and Odine Tracy, but the offense has really disappeared without Gavin Miller. Suffolk, the offense is always something that's going to be there. Landolins is a dual-threat player. Defensively, the Lions are underrated. I like Suffolk on the road to squeak this one out. It's going to be, I think, a low-scoring game. Pierce Township and Bethel Park, huge game here. As ironically, though, Pierce Township's the team that's 0-2 in conference play. Bethel Park's 2-0. Both are 4-3 on the season. As every team in this conference is either is 3 or 4 wins, with the exception of Moon, who's 7-0. As look at this matchup, Bethel Park, Pierce Township. Peters, it's been a disaster in conference play, as they did look better last week against Moon, but they came up short. Bethel Park's taking care of business, and this is their biggest test of the year without a doubt. But I think it's going to be this young Blackhawk team that's growing up quickly, is going to find a way to keep the momentum and win at home behind a couple of Troy Volpatti touchdowns. So it's going to be one of those types of a 29-26 game type of like that. And you look at Pierce Township, they do get West State and Suffolk the last 2 weeks. So, you know, again, they're still going to be involved either way, just because I do think they have one of the more favorable schedules down the stretch. But again, this conference, you got to take care of your business. Or Bethel Park, they get Moon and USC, so it's kind of like the opposite. Or the Blackhawks, this could be the turning point either way for them. And then the big one, Moon hosting USC. Can the Tigers stand defeated? Is both these teams 2-0 in the conference? And again, Upper St. Clair, they have found their stride at the right time. They had the tough loss. They had back-to-back tough weeks against PR and Penhills, but they've turned around. And they've outscored Peters and West Day by a 48-3 margin. They're playing very good football. This is the best they've played all year. Now it's the biggest test on the road. Yeah, it's a Moon team who has been battle-tested in the right, and they've been very solid in every phase of the game in all 7 games. So I do think Moon wins. And I do think it's going to be another physical, hard-fought game. I think it's going to be one of those, like, 34-31 shootouts that Moon finds a way to pull out late in the fourth quarter. As I do like what USC's doing on offense, I just don't think it's going to be enough against this Moon team. Because USC has Suffolk Bethel Park left. On the other side, Moon, they have Bethel Park and West A left. So this conference is a lot yet to be decided. A lot of fun to be had. Of course, tomorrow night, 2 big games on tap. Again, when Moon, Bethel Park, USC are 2-0, the other 3 are 0-2 in the conference, it would be either half and half still, or it's going to be someone's going to make a push and make this a kind of a bigger 6 race. Is the only playoff scenario that can happen tomorrow in any of these 3 conferences is the winner of USC Moon would secure a playoff berth if Peters loses. So that's the only thing that's at stake. As of course in Class 5A, each of the 3 conferences, they send the top 4 to the playoffs. Where then the top 4 teams that get a bye into the quarterfinals, and then the 5 through 12 play in the first round, and then it breaks down like a normal 12-team bracket does. So that's that. As the other 2 conferences, taking a peek in the Big East. I mean, I like Latrobe over Franklin Angel. The Wildcats are just playing better, more electric football. Penn Travers should have no trouble on the roll road, and I think they win by at least 40 points. And then Gary Woody High, rivalry renewed. Woody High, they've been the hard luck team this year. As last week, they did pull away to beat Franklin Regional. Now you get Gateway, who's licking their wounds. And I think a Gator team going back home, frustrated, I think's going to find a way to win this one. But I think it's going to be one of those weird scoring games, like a 19-17 type deal. But I do like Gateway to win at home. And again, the Big East, you look at it, Penn Travers is the only 2-0 team. Everybody else is 1-1. Connorsville is 0-2. Overall, FR and Woody High are 2-5. FR has been blown out the 5 games they've lost. Woody High, you know, has had 4 losses by very close margins. I think it's by 12 points or something. And then they had a forfeit. Latrobe's been back and forth. Gateway's, again, back and forth as well. Both are 500 clubs at this point. So, again, some of those things were a lot at stake. Where the winner of Latrobe Franklin Regional, you know, and the winner of Gateway Woody High, you're both 2-1. You're still within a game of first place. Penn Trafford, assuming they take care of business, they're in the driver's seat 3-0. And the Warriors have already beat Woody High and Gateway. So really, Penn Trafford, who's had Franklin Regal's number the last so many years, you like them in that one next week. And then at the Trobe, again, you feel pretty confident to take care of it. So really, Penn Trafford, the hard work's done now. It's about showing up, putting in the work these next 3 weeks to just take care of the business and wrap up the conference crown. On the other hand, Gateway and Woody High, same thing. They clash tomorrow. The winner's going to have a step up, obviously, and be in good position to make the playoffs. And then you look at both of them. I mean, each team still plays Connellsville, and it's just a matter of the in-between game for playoff bid. And then Latrobe Franklin Regional, same situation. The winner's going to have a step up in the playoff race, and that's going to be a big one because you figure those two are vying for probably the last spot. The head-to-head's going to come in huge there. So a lot's at stake in that game tomorrow. And then the Northeast. There's two 2-0 teams in the Northeast. One's Pine Richland. The other one, the Fox Chapel Foxes. Of course, the Foxes, I mean, they've put up 63 points in their two victories in conference play. The upset over Kiski, I think, was an eye-opener last week. Now I keep carrying that momentum at home against Penn Hills. I mean, the Foxes have serious momentum at home against Penn Hills. I mean, so in this, and arguably this is the biggest game Fox Chapel has played in quite some time. I mean, it's not even a debate in my opinion. So it's a matter of and Penn Hills is coming off their own crazy comeback against North Hills last week, gotta have some juice. So it's a matter of Fox Chapel, who's a home underdog, can they keep him going and find a way to win? Because if they do, they're neck and neck in first place still. As well as the last week they get Pine Ridge at home. You never know. This Foxes team keeps turning the corner. That could be a de facto conference title game. You never know. On the other hand, North Hills goes to PR. North Hills, how do you recover after letting one get away? And that's a huge one, because if they would have took care of business, they'd be in that tie. Instead, they're a game back now. You take on Pine Richland. That is something where the Rams, they've had the number in this rivalry for the last probably about 8 or 9 years. And also, I just don't see how it's going to change, because PR, after the ugly start they've had, has found its stride. It's back to being Pine Richland. I just think the Rams are going to roll, especially on the road, when they're going to be a little more attention to detail. So I like the Rams on the road, but I'm going to say by double digits. I'm going to say Penn Hills finds a way to go to Fox Chapel and pull away in the fourth quarter. And then Kiski at Shaler, someone has to get a win. I like the Cavaliers to bounce back on the road to try to get their footing back under them. But it's a huge game because, again, you have the Broncos, and you have Kiski Shaler both 0-2 in the conference. Penn Hills, North Hills both 1-1. The Penn Hills Indians have the tiebreaker, so they're technically in third. And again, Penn Hills already lost to PR. North Hills gets their crack at them tomorrow. And then take a look at Kiski, who's kind of become more interesting after the slip-up. I mean, the Cavaliers, they go to Shaler, so if they want to make the playoffs, they have to win that one. Then they go to PR, and then they get Penn Hills. So honestly, Kiski has dug quite a hole for themselves in this conference. Okay, Class 4A, the Parkway, Shar Valley's at Beaver, Montour's at Aliquippa, Blackhawk hosts Newcastle. And these picks, honestly, Quip should have no trouble with Montour. Blackhawk just hasn't been having success this year, so I like Newcastle on the road to bounce back. And then Beaver, Shar Valley, I'm going to go the Beaver Bobcats in a home upset, as they're a home underdog. They're being overlooked. They had an impressive win against Newcastle last week. Weinringer, underrated, overlooked. I like the Bobcats at home to surprise them. It's going to be a low-scoring game there. And look at the Parkway standings. As out of these three conferences, this is the one where there's no playoff scenarios this week. As Aliquippa is the only 2-0 team. Beaver, Shar Valley, Newcastle, Montour, all 1-1. Blackhawks, the lone 0-2 squad. As overall-wise, Newcastle, Shar Valley, Beaver have 4 wins. Montour's got 3. Aliquippa's 5-1. And take a closer look. Beaver, they get Montour and Blackhawk the next 2 weeks. So honestly, the Bobcats, they're in great shape if they can be win tomorrow. Because if they're able to, I really am going to buy into them. Montour, of course, has the opportunity in their hands to, get to the playoffs. As, of course, tomorrow's going to be tougher than they get Beaver in charge of Shar Valley. So the way this plays out, this conference is kind of like destiny's in your own hands for everybody involved. And then Blackhawk, they have the toughest remaining schedule. So it's a matter of, can they find a way to bounce back against Newcastle? Of course, the Red Hurricanes, they squeaked in against Montour. Then they lost at Beaver last week, almost came back. So really, outside of Aliquippa, this conference has really nobody. It's a lock. So it's wide open. Of course, Beaver's playing good football, giving them credit. But again, can't lock it in. As, of course, the 4A playoffs, you'll have 13 teams in total. It's four rounds, how this works. The Parkway sends its top four. The Big 8 also has its top four. And then the Greater Allegheny is a top five, making in. Top three seeds will get a bye to the quarterfinals. The rest of them will square off in a first round and then break it down to the eight teams and go on. So again, huge opportunity tomorrow. Beaver trying to keep pace and keep ahead of the rest of the conference. Or Shore Valley, again, Shore Valley and Beaver, both 1-1 in conference. Blackhawk, 0-2, great opportunity to get back to 1-2. You know, and Montour fails to pull the upset. I mean, you could have a logjam of 1-2 teams. So a lot left to be decided here. Let's go look at the Big 8. The Big 8 Conference, McKeesport's at Laurel Highlands, TJ hosts Strangle, Belle Vernon vs. Trinity, and then West Mifflin hosts Hollidaysburg in a non-conference clash. So I like West Mifflin to bounce back at that one, as they need something positive there. Let's take a look at the Big 8. Belle Vernon's 4-0, undefeated overall. McKeesport's 3-0, Conference 6-1 overall. TJ's 2-1, obviously the loss to the Leopards. Laurel Highlands is 2-2, 5-2 in the season. Of course, they've lost to Belle Vernon and TJ the last 2 weeks. Trinity's 1-2. Ringgold, West Mifflin both winless in conference play. Ringgold's 3-4 overall. So McKeesport, Laurel Highlands is the big game in the conference. I like the Tigers. I think they're a better team. Laurel Highlands has struggled the last 2 weeks. I say McKeesport is a better team playing better football. Simple as that. Belle Vernon should be Trinity by at least 3 touchdowns. TJ Ringgold, the Rams are improved. You feel great for them. You feel happy for the program. But it's TJ. Jaguars win the game comfortably. As a pick. And the Big 8 clinching scenarios. Belle Vernon with a win, they're secured. McKeesport with a win, they're secured. TJ, if they win and Trinity loses, they also secure. So very good chance you see 3 of the 4 spots locked in for tomorrow. As looking at Laurel Highlands, who's the team that would be kind of in the 4th spot, they did beat West Mifflin and Ringgold already. So they get Trinity next week as the conference finale for them. So Laurel Highlands, if they can't win tomorrow, most likely would be in a win in their in situation next week. Of course, Trinity very much involved, even if they do lose, with Laurel Highlands and Ringgold. So again, that game next week could be huge. And look at the Greater Allegheny. Hampton's undefeated, 4-0, 7-0 overall. Armstrong's 3-1, 5-2 overall, as the Towers already beat the Riverhawks this year. Greensburg, Salem, Indiana, Plum all 2-2 in the conference. Around 500 is Plum. You know, 1-2 of their last 3. GS has been up and down. Indiana had a big win last week. And then Highlands, Knock Mars, all 1-3 in the conference. Highlands, they've fallen apart after a strong start, as the Rams actually are on a 3-game losing streak. While on the flip side, then Mars being knocked off the Schneid last week. As the Greater Allegheny schedule for tomorrow, Armstrong's at Highlands, Indiana at Hampton, Knock at Plum, Greensburg Salem hosting Mars. So, the Golden Lions, I like them. They got the better offense. They'll outshoot Mars. Knock at Plum. Knock, you had a chance. You blew it last week. Plum's been playing much better football since a shaky start. As, of course, they did get crushed by Hampton last week. But, again, Knock, you had a letdown. I like Plum. The Tech Air misses home with Eric Moore. Hampton, Indiana. You might see 600 rushing yards in this game. Both these teams like to run the football. That's what they do. Hampton's just more consistent with it. The Talbots also have the better defense, and they're at home, and they're undefeated. Hampton wins this one by 10 points at least. Highlands hosting Armstrong. Armstrong's going up. Highlands is fluttering. I like the Riverhawks on the road. Been a matchup of star junior quarterbacks. Chandler Thimmons for the Rams versus Caden Olsen of Armstrong. The Riverhawks, who have found a running game, I like them to win by 2 scores on the road. And again, this conference will send 5 to the postseason, so opportunity there. As the scenarios, Hampton with a win, they're in. If Armstrong wins and both Mars and Nog lose, they will also secure a playoff spot. I kind of look at this conference more in depth. Greensburg-Salem has lost to the top 2 teams. So if they take care of their business against Marlin Highlands, they should be fine to make it in. And could it be third place? Plum on the other hand, destiny's in their hands, but they have Armstrong and GS the next 2 weeks. Could be tough sailing for them. And then so they have to get to Morrow. And then Indiana, they go to Mars, then Armstrong. So the Indians have to at least go one more win to figure to have a chance. If they beat Mars, they would definitely bolster the opportunity. If they pull an upset, would definitely get them in, as well as really shake the conference up. And then looking at the Hampton Talbots, who for the program are in unfamiliar but exciting territory. They go to Knock and then get Mars, so if they win tomorrow, a greater chance that they're going to run the table. As well as the overall seeding, huge. Let's look at Class 3A now. As in 3A, each conference has a clinching scenario, so we're just going to go with it. In the Northwest 6, Ambridge goes to Central Valley, Hopewell goes to Aberworth, Keystone goes to Quaker Valley, Keystone Oaks that is, so pretty easy as pie. Central Valley showing my mercy rule, even when Ambridge is showing signs of improvement. Aberworth showing mercy rule, Hopewell, and then KO, I like to be Quaker Valley by at least 2 scores. As that conference, Central Valley, Aberworth both 2-0, combined to be 13-1. Quaker Valley, Ambridge both 1-1. Keystone Oaks, Hopewell both 0-2. So you figure Central Valley, Aberworth on pace for a de facto conference title game, which will be next week, actually. So both teams just pay attention, take care of your business so we get that matchup next week that we all want to see. Well, then Keystone Oaks, you figure it's the best chance to get third place. If they could beat the Quakers, they could Hopewell and Ambridge the next 2 weeks. So again, they can kind of have a quick turnaround, get to 500, have some momentum going into the playoffs potentially. And then I'm vying for fourth place in the conference, a game to look at. Quaker Valley, if they don't pull the upset tomorrow, goes to Ambridge next week, that game would decide fourth. And look at the 3A playoff scenarios. 12 teams make it in. Each conference sends a top four. Simple as that, just like 5A, the top four. The top four from each conference get in. The top four seeds get a bye to the quarterfinals. 5 through 12 play it out. That's how it goes. So that's what's really at stake there in the Northwestern 6. As in the Interstate Conference, Elizabeth Ford's 3-0. Mount Pleasant's 2-0. Southmoreland, South Park both 2-1 in the conference. South A's 2-2 in the conference. As overall, EF and the Scotties are 5-2. The Vikings are 4-2. South Park, South A both have 2 wins overall. When in Brownsville, York combined to be 0-7 in the conference, 0-12 in the season. So those two are basically dangling. And they're kind of falling out of the mix as the interstate matchups. Brownsville, Southmoreland is off because of COVID, so the Scotties should get a forfeit victory there. South Park hosts South A. Mount Pease at Elizabeth Ford. So the big game here, Vikings at the Warriors. I look at this game, it's just going to be a lot of running. But I look at it, as again, as a winner of this game, they will be in first place alone as the only unbeaten in the conference. The loser will be running the mix with South Park and Southmoreland. As EF, they'll go to Southmoreland next week before York. And again, and you know, within Mount Pleasant on the other hand, they get South Park and then South A. So this is kind of the big game for both teams en route the rest of the way. So I'm gonna go Warriors at home. I just think they've been on top of this interstate for the last couple of years. That's gonna pay off. And I just think till someone beats them in the regular season, they need to prove it. So I like the Warriors at home to win. I think this will be a really good game. South Park, South A, I think it's a bit of a toss-up. But SA is more talent on paper. South Park, they're at home, and they've been a little more consistent. But again, the last 2 weeks, they've lost 89-0. That's not good, obviously. Well, for the Gladiators, you know, they took care of York and Brownsville. They lost bad to EF. I think the Gladiators, though, with a little more talent, find a way to pull off the road upset. Again, both these teams in the mix vying for one of those 4 spots. And the Allegheny 7, Deer Lakes travels to North Catholic, Dairies at East A, Burrell hosts Freeport. Burrell kind of spoiled what could have been an undefeated shot for first place. Is North Catholic's 3-0, 7-0 in the year. Freeport's 2-0 in the conference, Deer Lakes 3-1. Burrell, East A Valley all have 1 win in conference play, Dairies 0-2. Looking at this, Deer Lakes, they just don't score enough points. North Catholic should win the game, and they'll pull away in the second half. Eastdale will be Derry. Freeport at Burrell. This game is intriguing now as Burrell a golden opportunity to get back into this conference mix. Freeport trying to keep pace for first place and get himself some leeway for a top two finish. I like Freeport at home. Ben Lane's the best player on the field. They're a deeper team. I like them with their defense to get the win. As came on this Freeport team defensively, they held Sarah to 14 points. Sarah Catholic, so a lot to like there. And of course, Freeport, don't look ahead because next week is the North Catholic game at home. So huge opportunity for the Yellow Jackets if they can close it out, and then they get Deer Lake. So huge opportunity there. And looking at the scenarios in the Allegheny 7, North Catholic wins and both Burrell and Derry lose. They clinch in the interstate. The winner of Elizabeth Ford and Mount Pleasant is not only in the driver's seat, they also clinch a playoff spot if South Park beats South A. And the Northwest 6, Aberworth clinches if they win and Keystone Oaks loses. Central Valley clinches if they win and both KO and Hopewell lose, which I think would be pretty likely there for one of them. And of course, those two on a crash course for a de facto conference title game next week as well. Okay, Class 2A, the Allegheny, Sarah Catholic's at Apollo Ridge, Steel Valley hosts Shadyside, Ligonier Valley hosts Summit Academy, Rams, Shadyside bounce back and have no trouble against Summit. Steel Valley, they're playing great football. Najee Burt's best from the field, they'll beat Shadyside. Apollo Ridge hosting Sarah Catholic, potential trap game, maybe, but I like the Eagles on the road to take care of business and make a statement. I was looking at Sarah Catholic, Steel Valley, both 2-0, combined to be 14-0 in the year. Shadyside and Apollo Ridge both 1-1. Ligonier Valley should summon both 0-2, so the Rams should get off the schneid. And then, barring an upset, they should be in a 3-way tie for third. Look for Sarah and Steel Valley to keep neck and neck at top of the conference. And, of course, what's become a huge game, Sarah Catholic travels to Steel Valley in Week 9. So, if Sarah takes care of it, they get a summon next week. On the flip side, the Ironmen, they get Apollo Ridge next week. So, they have definitely a tougher 2 weeks, but could have a de facto title game there 2 weeks as well. In the Ligonier Valley, they got Steel Valley, Sarah out of the way. They're now kind of in the driver's seat with the schedule, so they're a very favorable chance that they get third and trying to make a move in this conference. As, of course, the playoff picture, and this one a little bit different, is 16 teams making it in 2A. This is how it works. The top 5 out of 8 in the Midwestern make it in. The Century sends its top 4. Well, then both the Allegheny and Three Rivers send its top 3 teams. And the remaining spot goes to the better 4th place finisher between the Three Rivers and the Allegheny Conference. So, a lot at stake now, especially with it being crunch time. The Three Rivers, Star Rocks, Western River are both 2-0, combined to be 13-1 overall. Southside, Carlton are 1-1. Brentwood and Seattle Sound both 0-2 and 1-6 overall. As on tap, Brentwood goes to Southside, Seattle Sound hosts Carlton. And then Saturday afternoon, you will have Starrocks traveling to Western Beaver. So that'll be the big game. The winner of that game is in the driver's seat and is in first place. Southside, and again, the rest of the conference, it's either going to be logjam at 1-2, or it's going to be kind of split up a little bit and kind of a clear-cut top half, bottom half, depending on what happens. But I like the Vikings on the road. They're just too good overall. The Rams at home. And I think Carlton sneaks and pulls off a road upset against a struggling Seton LaSalle team. Check it out, the Century Conference. Charleroi's at Wash High. Frazier's at Best Center. McGuffey's at Shaw Houston. The Best Center game is actually waived off, so that's not going to be played. McGuffey Shark Houston is actually a big game, as second place is at stake there is McGuffey's 3-0, Shark Houston's 3-1. But I think the Highlanders are just too much across the board. They'll find a way to win. Now, Wash High's undefeated. They host 1-3 Charleroi. Prexies by Mercy will win that game to keep in the driver's seat. As, of course, the winner, McGuffey Shark Houston, will be in second place. The difference now, Shar Houston already lost to Wash High. Wash High gets McGuffey Week 9. And then who gets that 4th place spot? Well, Bet Center not playing there off. Frazier's the only one this team here. Waynesburg, Charlotte both 1-3. As looking at things, as Waynesburg they actually did have a bye this week. So then they finished with Shark Houston and Beth Center. So opportunities there for fourth place. And then the Midwest was just 7-5. Laurel's the only undefeated at 4-0, 7-0 overall. Neshanic, Mohawk, Beaver Falls each 3-1 in the conference, 500 or better. Freedom's 2-2, 3-4 overall, and they're in fifth. And then behind them, New Brian's 1-3. And then Elwood City, Riverside, both 0-4 in conference play, and they're combined to be 0-11 on the season. Just not pretty out that way. And actually, Elwood City goes to Riverside this week, so a neighborhood rivalry, and somebody's going to get a victory. Freedom's at Beaver Falls, Laurel on Mohawk, Neshanic at New Brighton. So I'm going to pick the Wolverines on the road in an upset. Beaver Falls hosting Freedom. Freedom, I mean, it's an opportunity for them to get back and really make it a kind of a top five versus the bottom of the conference split. The Tigers, they found their step. Them at home, I love it. They get the win. Neshanic against New Brighton. This is a must-win game for the Golden Lions, but they just haven't had the offensive firepower this year. They've lost the last 3 weeks, the last two games, with 21-plus points. I think Neshanic, who's refound its step after the slip-up they had against Mohawk. I like the Lancers, who in the last 3 weeks have put up 49, 58, and 45 points. I like for them to go on the road, score at least 35, and win by at least two touchdowns. And, of course, Neshanic, the last 2 weeks, Beaver Falls and at Laurel. Can't look ahead. This could be a trap game. And then the surprise, the Mohawk Warriors. How do they respond after the loss to Beaver Falls? They now get Laurel. I like the Spartans at home. The Mohawks have put up a fight, but I think Laurel obviously just too much will pull away late. And then Mohawk gets Freedom and Elwood City to finish up. Laurel, can they run the table? Will they get Elwood City and Neshanic? So that week 9 will be a huge clash for them. But the conference, like I said, I like Neshanic, Mohawk, Beaver Falls, and Elwood City to win this week. And then the scenarios in 2A. The Three Rivers and Allegheny have none. The Century, Wash High with a win, they're in. And then the winner, McGuffey, Shar Houston, not only has a huge leg up for second place, they also clinch. The Midwestern, if Laurel wins or New Brighton loses, they're in. Beaver Falls with a win and a New Brighton loss gets in. Mohawk with a win and a New Brighton loss gets in. Then the Neshanic with a win is in. So if the Neshanic wins, they'll secure three playoff spots, potentially, or should be. And last but not least, Class 1A, what's on the slate? In the Big 7, Burkittstown and Northgate, Cornell and Rochester, Union goes to Fort Cherry. And then on Saturday, Olsh hosts Shenango. So look at the Big 7. Cornell is 4-0 in the conference. Olsh, Rochester both 3-1. Fort Cherry, Shenango both 2-2. Union, Northgate both 1-3. Burkittstown's 0-4. Overall, though, Cornell, Olsh, Rochester each 5-1. Fort Cherry's got 4 wins. Everybody else is 2 or less. As, you know, it's crazy because Union beat Rochester, and since the Rams have won 3 games, and the Scotties have lost 3. So looking at things, Rochester, Cornell, the biggest game in the conference, first place at stake. As Rochester goes to Shenango next week, Cornell then gets Fort Cherry next week, and then they get Olsh. So definitely means a little bit more for the Raiders, because they have the tougher remaining schedule. I mean, and this team, low-key's played really good football. The offense has scored in the mid-high 30s every week this season, with a couple big ones, starting with the opening exception. But I think the Rams, with how they control the clock, are going to find a way to ground it out at home. Olsh gets Northgate and Cornell, so they have a little bit more favorable schedule down the stretch. As Shenango, they've won the last two after an ugly 0-4 start to the season. But the Wildcats, you blew up Burkittstown, you took it to Northgate. Can you take care of this one on the road? Olsh found a way to overcome an ugly first quarter to beat Union last week. I'm going to go to the Chargers at home. I just think they're a little bit better this year. I think they're going to find a way to win late. On the other hand, Union, they've fallen apart losing. I mean, they lost by 6 at Northgate, lost by 12 at Cornell, and then blow it, losing an overtime to Olsh last week. How do you respond? At Fort Cherry, the Rangers, the Max, Trushel and company, much improved. I like them to bounce back with a home win. As in, Union gets Burkittstown, Shenango the last 2 weeks, so they're going to be in the mix for a playoff spot either way. It's just where they're going to be at. And then the other pick, I like Northgate to beat Burkittstown, just kind of falling apart here in conference play. In the scenario, Cornell with a win and losses by both Northgate and Union clinch. Rochester, same scenario. Well, then Olsh, if they win, and actually same scenario for Olsh. So basically, all these are the same scenario. In the East, you have Clarendon hosting Greensboro Central Catholic. Springdale going to Imani Christian on Friday. And then on Saturday, there will be a pair of Eastern Conference games as Kahneman gets Jeanette. And then you have Leechburg going to Riverview. So I like Kahneman and Leechburg both to take care of business. And then on Friday, Clarendon will beat a pesky GCC team as the Bears are rolling in full cylinders. And then Imani and Springdale, that's a toss-up. But I think the Dynamos had the best player in Logan Dexter. They'll be a little bit deeper. And Legend S, the four-year starter. I like them to win on the road. As the standings, Clarendon's the only unbeaten at 4-0. Kahneman, GCC, both 3-1. Of course, the Crusaders' own loss came to the Clarendon Bears last week, but they played them tough. GCC lost to Kahneman a couple weeks ago. Leechburg's 2-2, and everybody else is 1-3. So it's one of the things where the bottom of that conference, Springdale need Imani, because it's kind of like a knockout game early on, and everybody's trying to keep pace at the top. And then the Tri-County, and then real quick, the scenario, Clarendon with a win they're in, GCC with a win, and if both Jeanette and Riverview lose, they clinch, Kahneman with a win, and Riverview lost, clinches. And then another conference game that I didn't talk about earlier, Yawco's the Valley, Caracoast Uniontown on Friday. And then, by the way, we'll get to C League in a second, we'll get there. And then the Tri-County South, Benward's at Avella, Carmichael's at Cal, Jeff Morgan hosts Mapletown, Menneson versus West Green. Pioneers playing really good football, they found their stride, they should win by a couple scores. Jams rebuilding, Mapletown's Galen and Stevenson. Maples win this one by a couple scores, but it could be a crazy shootout. Benworth and Avella, this one could be a wild one, but I like the Bearcats on the road. And then the big game in the TCS, California hosting Carmichael's, as both have lost to West Green. So the Pioneers, if they take care of business, are in the absolute driver's seat. The winner of this game should get second place. The loser probably will be third, as West Green's 4-0, already having beat Cal and Carmichael's. Both Cal and Carcass are 3-1 in the conference. All of them have 5 wins overall. Mapletown's Menneson both 2-2. Sub-500 teams. Benworth, JJM both 1-3. Avella's 0-4. So it's kind of like that for the top three. Is West Green's in the driver's seat. The winner of Cal Carmichael's gets second. The loser probably will be third. Mapletown, they go to Benworth before West Green. So they need to win this week and next to secure a playoff spot. On the other side, Benworth gets Avella, the Maples, so this is their chance the next 2 weeks. Jefferson Moore, on the other hand, they get West Green Clark, so they got a tougher remaining schedule. And then Menneson, who beat JM already, but lost to Mapletown, they get West Green, Callis, and Avella, so they have a tough one too. So, again, the top three are kind of there. It's a matter of can the Maples hold on to fourth. As look at the scenarios, West Green with the win they're in, and the winner of Carmichael's and Cal clinches if both Benworth and JM lose. So that's the scenario there. And then a close class 1A. 15 teams make the playoffs as each conference, the top 5 make it in. So there's plenty of room. As of course, the number 1 overall seed will have a bye into the quarterfinals, and then everybody else plays in the first round. So that's kind of the scenario there. And then last but not least, the City League. What do we have? What do we have here? Just give me a quick second. As the City League standings, West Dallas is 3-0, 6-0 overall, outscoring people by about 27 points a game. Brashear is 2-1 in the City. Alder Rice is 2-2. UPrep's 1-2. Perry's 0-3. Carrick's Independent, they're 0-6. So look at the City, the top 4 to 5 make the 14 playoff bracket. Is Thursday night action earlier tonight. Brashear walloped Alderdice 38-22. So the Bulls finding their stride, 3 straight wins for them, getting things going. Tamir Robson and company, watch out, as they're in second place now with that big head-to-head. As West House in the driver's seat, obviously, is the undefeated team. Los Thanos already beat Brashear too, so they are pretty much good for the one seed. As Brashear prep, that got taken off. We'll see if they make it up or not, as that would impact the playoffs a little bit. As Friday night, West Thanos takes on Perry at Couple Stadium. I mean, until someone proves it, you can't let the Bulldogs win this game. And of course, Perry at the bottom winless, they're in desperate need of it. So West Thanos wins. They eliminate Perry from the playoff. It's that easy, and they secure the one seed just like that. Then the other games on Saturday. Actually, we got all four of them, so that's that. So basically, the City League. West Thanos beats Perry. They secure the one seed. They eliminate Perry. And then Brashear, based on its head-to-head, would be the two seed right now. And then looking at it, Alder guys beat you prep, so they would be three. Prep would be four. And that's a big deal, because then the four seed has to play West Thanos in that semifinal. So that's that. So I hope you guys enjoyed. Hope you guys enjoyed a little bit of the playoff talking through it in there. Again, week 7, whippy old football. It's crazy that we're here, but we are. So wherever you're going tomorrow night or Saturday or both, to enjoy the games, be safe, have fun, enjoy yourselves. And again, check us out on the web, cover3athletics.wixsite.com/westpn. It's cover, the number 3 athletics. On Twitter, it's at cover3ath. It's capital C and cover, the number 3 underscore all caps ATH. You can find Cover 3 Athletics on Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook. So if you guys enjoyed, we will talk next week with the recaps and everything. Stay tuned for more. We'll see you guys. Enjoy the football as this one heats up, because it's almost the witching hour. See you guys next week.